Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to listen to some archives while you're there. Don't forget to go back and check out the replay button, the replay feature that we've got there. Even if you've already heard the show, go check that out and just see how it works and see how easy it works. You can move the little cursor back and forth and rewind and fast forward and all that kind of stuff. We haven't figured out how to make it where you can push a button and only my guests speak, where you don't have to listen to me anymore. The other folks are working on that, so maybe we'll have that one of these days, because I know some of you would probably like that button. Beverly Williams is our guest and a longtime original member, actually, of our Brain Trust. She's one of the people who has helped me every step of the way as we've grown what we're doing ever since we began in 97. She's the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by the SBA. Very correctly, they did that. And she's the author, co-author, along with Don Cooper, of a new book that's coming out any minute now called The 30-Second Commute. And nobody does more for home-based business owners over the last several years than our guest this half hour, Beverly Williams. Beverly, welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much.
When's the book coming out?
The book should be out within the month.
Within the month, okay.
It will be in bookstores within the month. It actually should be printed and ready to ship within the next couple of weeks.
You know that if I don't get the first copy, after all I've invested in this thing with you, if I don't get the first copy of that, you know that you're in big trouble, right?
Oh, I know. Believe me, you'll be inundated with copies.
With the autograph, too. I expect it to have both of your autographs on it, too, by
okay.
the way.
Okay.
You
and I. All right, we'll do that.
Bev, today I think you've got on your mind networking.
Right. The last time we were together, we talked about how important marketing was and finding out who your market is and targeting your market to those people. But, you know, it's really interesting. When I teach marketing classes, a lot of people tell me, well, even though this is $1 million marketing on a shoestring budget, I don't even have a shoestring. You know, I've got a half a shoestring right now, and where should I spend my money? And one of the things I tell them is spend it by joining the groups where your market will be.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's
go play in the backyard where your customers and prospects are.
Right. Exactly. You need to be where they are, because it's not who you know in this case, it's who knows you.
Right.
The chamber that I belonged to for so many years down in Montgomery County, Maryland, had a saying at one point that said, people do business with people they know. And networking is the opportunity to allow people to get to know you. You want them, even if they might not be the ones who would use your services, they will know other people, and you want them to refer you, because referrals are invaluable.
You know,
absolutely invaluable.
You know, Beverly, at the end of the last century, I wrote up an article where I predicted that the future, the keys to success, I should say, mm-hmm. for small businesses in the 21st century,
mm-hmm.
basically would revolve around three things. First one would be technology.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, strategic alliances, where you, mm-hmm. you associate with other people rather than trying to own all the assets of a project. You bring other people in to partner with you, strategic alliances. And the third thing that I said would be one of the three keys for small business success in the 21st century is networking.
Yep, absolutely.
And I just wanted to let you know, folks, how important I think this is. And I said this 4 years ago. And I haven't changed my mind at all. In fact, every day that goes by, I believe those three things more than anything.
I will one-up you on one of those, and that's for the last 15 years. This is what I've been telling people.
Yep.
That if you do nothing else effectively, do your networking. Join the groups in your field where your market is going to be, wherever it is the most appropriate for you to be, and you'll need to do some research to know who those are.
Do you think
the very first one is your Chamber of Commerce.
Do you think home-based business owners, especially newbies, think that being home-based means that gives them a ticket to be a cave dweller?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
They think
for some people, that's exactly why they do that.
Oh.
Why they start a home-based business.
Because they don't like being around other people?
Well, not necessarily around other people. They just don't want to deal with other people. They've probably dealt with them in corporate America for so long. They just want to go and hide for a while.
Yeah.
And, sorry, folks, it's not going to work that way.
Right. You know what, folks? You'll get rickets. You'll get scurvy. I mean, there's all kinds of horrible things that will happen to you, won't they?
Absolutely. For one, the most horrible, which is that people won't get to know you and know that you're there, and you won't get any business.
That's
so
right.
You have to go back to corporate America.
And you'll also starve to death. Scurvy and rickets, and you'll starve to death.
Yeah, you'll have to start doing that three-hour commute again,
instead
of the 60 or 30-second commute. It just, it really is, to me, the most important thing you can do is get out and talk about your business and allow people to get to know you. And the other thing that is one of my favorite sayings is networking is not in-your-face marketing. This is not a going into a meeting and, start shaking hands with everybody and saying, hi, I'm so-and-so, and by the way, my business is, do you need any? That is in-your-face marketing, and nobody likes that.
Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?
Right, exactly. How soon are you going to buy my product or service?
Yeah, and you know what? You and I—we're laughing, Beverly. But you and I—I mean, the reason we're able to say this, folks, is because Beverly and I both, and maybe you have too, have had people to do that.
Oh Lord, yes.
You just want to—you just want to shake them, grab them by the shoulders, and shake them, don't you?
Oh yes. In fact, I have been a little blunt with a few people as I got more confident in my abilities. I have said to people, I'm really not interested, and quite honestly, if I was interested, I'd be asking you the questions about your business. Maybe I ought to take that hint. I've always been rather straightforward.
That's what we love about you, Beverly.
Oh, of course.
And something else that happens, invariably, that person will interrupt other people to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. And what they're doing is alienating people against them rather than aligning them with them.
That's how not to network, folks. That's
mm-hmm.
how not to do it. That's un-networking, right?
That's exactly right. That's the used car salesman attitude that nobody likes. They don't believe you. In fact, I've had a number of people tell me, networking and talking about my business is really hard because, it's that old message of don't toot your own horn. In this case, it's not just tooting a horn, it's blaring a horn in your face.
Right,
and nobody wants that.
It's a foghorn, no question about
it. Irritating, yeah.
Now, when we come back after these messages, folks, Beverly's going to tell us about how to network, how to do it correctly, because she knows how. She's the master at this. And we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. Beverly Williams is our guest, and her upcoming book is called The 30-Second Commute. And I think you can even do it in your bunny slippers, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Beverly Williams is our guest and our good friend. And Beverly, now you got your new website ready to go, haven't you?
I do. It is up. There's still some refinements to be made, but it is working well.
And it's called?
It is BeverlyWilliams.com.
Okay.
And there's an extra E in my name. It's L-E-Y, Beverly. So make sure you put that in there.
Your mother didn't anticipate websites, was she?
It wasn't my mother's fault.
Oh, it wasn't?
No. That is the male British spelling of the name.
Oh, yeah.
And the American Embassy thought I was a boy.
Ah.
I was born in Japan, and there was all this confusion, or not in Japan, in England. And so there was all this confusion about whether I was a boy or a girl and how my name was spelled. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I've carried that with me for
years. That's the story I got to find out about, but that'll be for another day. Okay, Bev, let's talk about how to network properly. Mm-hmm. Help us do that.
Well, it's the art of allowing people to get to know you. And, we were all taught our manners when we were children, and this is when these things come out. And my advice is that you go into a room, and particularly if you're not very comfortable in networking, and you find the wallflower. Find the person who is standing off by themselves, sort of on the fringes, and walk over and introduce yourself. Just say hi. My name is Beverly Williams. I'm fairly new to this group. Are you a member? Do you come here often? Or the old pickup line.
Right.
Ask them questions. What will happen is they will answer, and more times than not, 99% of the time, you will start a conversation with somebody who is glad not to be standing on the sidelines anymore all by themselves. Now they are part of a group of two, and they will get more comfortable, and they will start asking you questions. You have the opportunity then to tell them about your business.
But you know, Beverly, one of the things I've found is that the best way to get other people to know you is for you to ask them the questions first.
Mm-hmm.
I know you agree
exactly.
with that.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Because in my opinion, what my rule of thumb is, if I walk up to somebody and I don't know more about them first than they know about more than they know about me, then I haven't done a good job
mm-hmm.
of reaching out to this person.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
Because if you want people to warm up to you, get them to talk about themselves.
Well, not only that, you need to get to know them as well as you want them to know you, because you need to be able to refer other people as well. You'll become, that's how I got the nickname for a while of the networking queen of the East Coast, was because I knew so many people and what they did and how they did it, that if somebody said, Bev, I'm looking for, I could name off two or three people that I knew
right.
that I could refer them to.
Well, exactly. And what will happen is somebody will walk, you walk up to this person, and before you know it, they'll say something mm-hmm. not that you can help them with, but that you know somebody who can.
Exactly.
And if you say, but, you know what, I know somebody who you need to talk to,
mm-hmm.
and when you, and now here's the thing. At that moment, you won't walk away with any business, but at that moment, you'll walk away feeling good about yourself, and so will they.
And your name is in their mind. And that's what you want people to remember you, to feel like they know you, even if it's only because you give them referrals. At some point in time, either they will need your product or service, or they will know of somebody else who will come up to them and say,
mm-hmm.
you know somebody who does. And you want your name to pop out in their mind, and it will do that if you've allowed them to get to know you, to constantly be thinking about you in one way or the other.
And this is networking 101, folks. This is not just for home-based business owners. This is
right.
this is for anybody doing anything that where they're trying to reach out. And of course, you know, Beverly, now that we've laid out some of those fundamentals, let's remind people, you gotta go where these people are. You can't mm-hmm. do it from home.
No,
you
gotta, it doesn't work.
You know, emails are wonderful. Instant messaging is wonderful. The phone's wonderful. All that, you know, the internet, everything, all that stuff's good. But there's nothing like meeting people face to face, especially in your own community, and getting to know them.
I want to look them in the eye and know that they are telling me something from their heart.
And there is no better venue to do this. And Beverly mentioned it a while ago. There is no better venue for a small business owner of any size than the Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm. There is one in every city, every town.
It's the best investment you'll make in terms of anything with regard to marketing or getting your brand out or just your own professional well-being. It's one of the best investments you'll make.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't even ask them how much it costs. Just write the check.
Well, and so many of them are recognizing that new businesses, whether they're home-based or not, mm-hmm. when they're first starting out, that they need little help, that they will break down the payments over a period of time.
Exactly.
For you.
Yep.
They'll do whatever they can to help you with that if that's a problem for you.
That's what you'll find.
They know,
exactly.
they know it's important for you to be a member there as well.
That's right. That's right.
A lot of the major city chambers also have home-based business groups now as a sort of...
They're company. Really paying more attention to that, aren't they, Bev?
Oh, it's about time.
Yeah.
It really is about time. But they are. Those are wonderful places for you to come together with other home-based business people and network and get the kind of support that you can only get from somebody else who's been there, done that, or is there and doing it now.
Right.
And that is another networking opportunity to share with each other the type of places where they've been networking. Maybe they're a little farther along in their business. Maybe they found a new group that you didn't know about.
Beverly, I'm going to have to stop you because we got to go. But we're looking forward to 2 weeks from now. You'll be back.
I will be here.
Thanks, Bev. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.